Not so long ago, in a place that's not too far from here, in a wood full of every type of tree you can imagine, there lived some fairies. They were good, kind fairies who looked after the things that grew there and the animals that lived there. One sunny day, one of these fairies, a fairy named Bluebell, was playing in the woods, as the fairies often do when they don't have anything important to do, when all of a sudden she came across a small girl. The small girl was sat on the ground beside a tree with her head on her folded arms, and she was crying.
"Why are you crying?"
Bluebell asked, landing on a handy toadstool nearby. "Who's there?" asked the girl, lifting her head.
"It is I, Bluebell, the fairy,"
replied Bluebell. "A fairy?" exclaimed the girl. "I always wanted to meet a fairy." Bluebell smiled.
"Well, now you've met me,"
she said.
"So why are you crying?"
"I'm lost," wailed the girl, looking around with eyes that could not see. "I came for a walk in the woods. Mother warned me I'd get lost, but I felt sure she was wrong, and I could find my way." Bluebell knew the woods well, so it wasn't hard for her to figure out which way the small girl needed to go to get home. And since fairies are usually helpful to small children, she decided that she would help the girl find her way home.
"The way home is that way,"
Bluebell said, pointing. Fresh tears welled up in the girl's eyes as she looked hopelessly in the wrong direction. "Which way?" she asked. Suddenly, Bluebell spotted the white stick the child was clutching and realized her mistake.
"Oh,"
said Bluebell.
"You are blind."
The girl nodded and began to cry once more.
"Not to worry,"
said Bluebell.
"I'm sure there's a way I can help you."
Bluebell thought about it. Then she thought some more. She was starting to get worried. She had no idea how she could help this little girl. She looked around, desperately trying to think of something that might work. Suddenly she clapped her hands in delight as she bounced up and down on the branch with excitement.
"I have it!"
she cried.
"I know what to do!"
"What?" asked the small girl, hope shining in her tear-streaked face.